Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Verse 23 to 25, we'll stand and we'll read together. We'll read the three verses together. 1 Thessalonians. Okay, it's on the screen. Let's read together. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Verse 25. Brethren, pray for us. God bless you. Please have your seat. Hallelujah. I want you to make up your mind that this week, nothing will take the praise of God from your lips. If God did it for her, then he will do it for you. And in fact, I heard somebody said, if God did it for your neighbor, that means it's in the neighborhood. Amen. Praise God. So that's not the time to get jealous. It's the time to get your praise to the next level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to scream. There's a part of this journey that involves screaming. Because no matter what Joshua did, if he didn't learn how to scream, you don't learn that one that day. You would have been a screamer before that day. Praise God. And when you scream, you are not screaming because you are reckless. You are screaming because you know that all things work together for the good of them that love God. Hallelujah. So the indicator there is that of love. Those that love God and have been called. Hallelujah. Now this scripture says in verse 24, it says, faithful is he who has called us, who also will do it. Now that's the title of my message this morning for the first service. Faithful is he who has called you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let me get my Bible out. In verse 23 of that scripture. Now, that scripture says that it is the God of peace that sanctifies us wholly. That word holy is not holiness, it's completeness. Holy. W-H-O. W-L-Y. The God of peace that sanctifies us wholly. The revelation of God's peace in our lives, in our spirit, is what guarantees completeness. A man, last week and 2 weeks ago when I was sharing with us, am I clear at the back? I'm hearing a lot of buzzing sounds. Okay, maybe it's the fan. 2 weeks ago and last week I was talking to us about prophetic perceptions. And one of the voices or the tools of knowing the mind of God is in the peace of God. When your spirit becomes trained and your mind becomes trained to be able to interpret the symphony of heaven, the music of heaven, which is God's peace. So when he says the God of peace sanctifies you, that means that where the peace of God is not ministered into your being, you will not be complete. Even if God is doing something major in your life, you will probably think God is not doing so much. But you see, there is something that is called the peace in the midst of the storm. It is the kind of peace that Daniel experienced when he was in the lion's den. You can't fake it. If you have it, you will know. If you don't have it, you will backslide. It is just the scripture, even Paul was teaching and he said that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. And I want you to understand that that is actually a particular order. When a man comes to Christ, it becomes the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Then when that man becomes righteous of God in Christ Jesus, the scripture says in Romans chapter 5, being justified by faith, verse 1, we have peace with God. So if a man becomes righteous, the first token that God gives to him is his peace. That means you are able to sleep in the midst of the storm. You are able to trust God, knowing that no matter the situation, he has something planned out. There were some of you 2 years ago, you didn't know where that job would come from. You prayed, you fasted, you sang, you fasted, you danced, you did VG. All of a sudden, you are there. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are there now. You are there. And it's like, I'm actually there. You know, there are people that earn some 50,000, 45,000, 30,000, and you got angry, left your job, thinking you're going to get, the next job gave you 25,000. I said, no. I'm cheap, but I'm not that cheap. Then you went home and you started watching Netflix. That it's better I spend my time watching Netflix than working for 25,000. You know? So sometimes it gets so bad, you ask yourself, is it that when people look at me, they think I don't deserve more? Because the way they prize me, they prize you like they are angry. You know, and I went like, for Christ's sake, I went to school. I went to UNN, you know, University of Nigeria. I went to the Great Unilag. You now realize all those things are only in your school. the best of the best, Obafemi Awolowo University. Yeah, it's in your campus. And then you go to UI. What's your slogan in UI? They don't have a slogan. So, Premier University. But you realize that whole thing doesn't even get into Agbowo. There's one area they call Agbowo in Ibadan. It doesn't just outside the school gate. Every noise you are making is inside your campus. In those days when we were in school, the law students always wore white. And they terrorize everybody. Like they are the only ones with their destinies made. You know? And then like in my wife's class, in accounting, they dress corporately. We that don't have we don't have professional. What they call it? They say those are professional courses, you know. So they dress corporately. Even if you don't have, just borrow and come to class. But we got out of school to realize that the world is not like that. In fact, some of us didn't even do debit and credit. We were reading Aristotle and Plato, and we were studying Napoleon Bonaparte, and we were studying French history and all of that, Spanish Revolution, American Revolution. But when we came out, they said, "You're welcome to Oceanic Bank. Thank you very much. Give my letter. I just enter." At the end of the day, financial management, financial accounting, econometrics, all those things that people have been carried over, we were just working. They say it's debit and credit. Debit the customer, credit. And they pay me 200,000. What are you talking about? So you realize that if you are not secured in the plan of God for your life, people will terrorize you with their suit. People will make you feel like you are not called. People will make you feel like in the kingdom of God you are a second-class citizen. Hey, the devil is a liar. People will tell you all kind of stuff. When you talk to them, people say, you know, this same issue happened 3 weeks ago. That night I prayed, the heavens opened, and three angels came down, and they told me, my daughter, the Lord has decreed. And the heavens have, you know, the way God talks on people is in King James. You know, say the heavens have approved by the decree of the watchers that this matter shall not prevail. Say, wow. And you are here. You know, okay, sister, join me in faith. Let's pray. Say, you know what? I have to go somewhere now. So you know, is it like God revealed himself to some people and he doesn't like some of us? But look at what the scripture says. Now, he says, faithful is he who has called you. That means that God's covenant with you is a private one. It's a personal one. Listen, if you don't want to be doing deliverance every day, you have to believe the word of God. I'm telling you. Now, you can't be more occultic than I am. Because some of us have served Satan. Some of you have never been homosexual before. Some of you have never experimented with him. Some of you have never smoked Igbo before. So why are they pressing you? Those of us who serve the devil with all our mind, we worship him, we praise him, we do everything. Practically, we are free. We're on the street. There's something you don't know. You don't know God's faithfulness. The idea to write your name in the book of life didn't start with you. It is faithfulness that helps you appreciate the divine authority, the power that has been committed to you, because you know that the power God gave to you hinges on only one thing, is faithfulness. Now, when a man says, Father, I receive into my life, from today I will serve you, I am your child, give me your Holy Spirit, I receive eternal life, all of that confession stands on only one foundation, God's decision to honor it. If God decides today that you will not be born again, if you like, go and climb on seven mountains and seven seas like Sinbad, and you jump and say, as I'm falling now, I receive Jesus into my life, you will just break your head and you still go to hell. That's why God's word is so important. God even honors his word more than his name. Because his name will not mean anything if he is not a man of his word. So when he says, I am faithful, I that called you, I am faithful. He said, I'm the one that called you and I'm faithful. I want you to know that I'm committed to your life. Even before you began to understand, he said, faithful is he who has called you. Say, I called you. You know, when you read these scriptures, you need to personalize it many times. Yes, say, faithful is he who has called me. I was doing my own thing, then he called me. And he said, and you know, in the book of Revelations, when he rode upon his horse in the final battle, the scripture said his name is faithful and true. That's his name. That's one of his names. So when you see him in heaven, I say, hi, what's your name? Say, oh, I'm faithful. Okay, open your head. That's Jesus. So don't go and say, where is Jesus? I want to know where his mansion is. Okay, you are looking for wrong thing. Once you get to heaven, I say, sorry, where's the Lord there? Say, faithful. Just remember that I warned you that his first name is faithful. And some of you who are trusting God for children, by the time your baby comes, that's a good name. Yeah. Don't give your child Ebonhon. Don't give your child Owen Brown. Give your child faithful. I saw someone that named his child Bishop. Bishop. And the guy turned out to be a man of God. Great name. So even if they refuse to ordain you, your name is already Bishop. Say, Pastor, ordain me. Say, oh, no. Say, Pastor, ordain me. Say, Pastor, I want you to ordain me. He says, okay, my name is Bishop. So I don't. So they just call you Bishop Williams. People think he's, but it's your name. Nice idea. You have a stubborn pastor that doesn't want to add, just change your name and go to newspaper. From today, my name is Bishop. Bishop Williams. So you are forced to now call me Bishop. Good idea. See, me, I give you people ideas here. You people don't really take my ideas, but I'm giving you good ideas. You can feel anointed, even though you are not called. Let me tell you something briefly in verse 23. Look at verse 23. Okay, that scripture is Revelation 19:11. Go back to that. Look at this. It says, I pray that God will preserve your whole spirit, your soul, and your body. Please let me quickly stop here to tell you that that particular line is in a sequence. God will preserve first and make whole your spirit. That human spirit is where God transacts with. That's the part of your person that can relate with God. And you need to understand this so that you will now justify the reason why your mind must be renewed. Come on, are you here now? I said your spirit is where God does business with. That part of it that, I sense something. That part, that's the one God talks to. But there are some people, even that, they have removed the internet router and the cables. They have gone to sell it at Oshodi. So now even when God is talking, the thing is, it's as if they throw the thing into the water. You know, you throw some of this into the water, it just pack up. He said, God will preserve blameless your whole spirit. When God does business, when God speaks to you, I don't want you to go to that school. I don't want you to work in that place. He talks to your spirit. I don't want you to marry that lady. He talks to your spirit. God can say no. God can say no. Just because she's fine don't mean nothing. God can say no. Just because he's rich with a Lamborghini don't mean nothing. God can say no. God is not threatened by a Lamborghini. It's just a machine. Where they live, they don't drive Lamborghini. And there's no mechanic workshop in heaven. So you better deal with it, bro. God can say no. Tell your neighbor, God can say no. And it doesn't matter how good it looks. God preserves your spirit and then your soul. That is the second sequence. When God moves from your spirit, he begins to relate with your soul. And in your soul, there are at least 5 compartments that you have to deal with. Number one, your emotions must be healthy. And your will must be healthy, your imagination, your memory, and your intellect. So if you are healthy in 2, but deficient in 3, then the God of peace needs to push some buttons into that place. Because if the devil will not fight a man from the position of strength, he fights him from a position of deception and weakness. When Elijah was going to consume the prophets, he called down fire. But when Jezebel came, she didn't carry a gun. In fact, she had not showed up. She only sent him a love letter. And the prophet took off. So you realize that there are some battles that are more than gun and knife. If your wife tells you, I will show you who I am. My brother, don't come to me. Just kneel down and start begging. Advice. Just take this one the way it. The way I gave you, take it like that. Don't even try to edit. Take it like that. If your wife tells you, I will show you who I am. This thing is sweeter if I say it in Yoruba. But don't worry. Because we have people watching from different places. I will show you who I am in this house. My brother, just humble yourself and tell her, my Lord, my King, I worship you. This is the car key. This is my ATM. This is everything. I want to prove a point to myself today that I can just preach my message and just... He said it preserves your body, your spirit, your soul, and your body. Now, one of the mistakes we make here is that how you will know that somebody has failed this test of peace is the emphasis, over emphasis we place on the body as against the spirit. Are you with me? The overemphasis. Because most people take care of what they can relate with, what they understand. Most people don't understand the human spirit. Am I clear at the back? Most people don't understand the human spirit. That's why people are very prayerful, but they don't hear God. I was in this former hall, I said a story before, and I was praying with Uncle Igo, Uncle Tio and Igotome, and one of my ladies came around. And you know, we were very tired. You know, we have responsibility. When we pray small, we'll sleep. So we just pray for like 3 hours. And this young girl prayed for like 5 hours. You know, even after we rounded off the prayer, I was ashamed of myself that, look at the young girl I brought from my house to come and pray, that she should not be at home alone. And she was not just praying, she was screaming throughout the 5 hours. You know, some people are just gifted. So when we laid on the bed to sleep, I was still hearing her voice. And in my mind, I'm saying, Pastor, are you the pastor of this church or is that girl? Because this girl is on fire. I didn't know you go to me. I was thinking the same thing. Then in the morning, she said, Pastor, I want to ask you a question. You know, sometimes I don't really know when God is talking. I say, Utibaje, you have spoiled everything. The reason why, when God speaks to you, he speaks to your spirit. Your soul cannot hear what God says. It can only discern it. It can perceive it. It can understand it. Your soul doesn't hear voices. When you see people saying, I heard the audible voice of God, that is a clear spirit to spirit transaction. It doesn't involve the soul. But most of us, God speaks to us through the inner witness, and the inner witness works by discernment, by perception. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the reason why we must renew our mind is so that the channels can be open and very free to think like God thinks. So that when God taps you, you pick it. Listen to me, my assignment this morning, in this first service, and why I'm saying all I'm saying, because my emphasis is on this next verse, is to bring encouragement to those of you who have had a lot of pending prophetic words. You have had, the Lord has given you assurances, and you felt like, God, how far? This thing is 3 years, 4 years. And God said, the message is in that next verse, in verse 24. So I should tell you that faithful is he who has called you, and that he will still do it. That thing that he had spoken to you about, 3 years, 2 years, 4 years, that he said I should bring you a word of assurance, that I'm the one who called you. He said, I have not forgotten. Come on, say amen. Say, faithful is he who has called you. who also will do it. God is the first worker of his work. And today is a cry to bring you to a place of confident trust, where you can trust the Lord with all your heart and all your mind. And you will not lean upon your own understanding. You will not just trust him in the service. You will not just trust him when you are in church. You are trusting him because you know that he said to you, "Faithful is he who has called me, for he will do it." He is not incapacitated. He has not gone on leave. He didn't get tired. Before he told you that thing, he said he had thought about it. And he had concluded that you are his own and you are his child. And that this thing, he said, "My will come to pass." He said, "For I have declared the former things, and they came to pass." He said, "Behold now, I declare new things." He said, "And it will spring forth." He said, "And I will cause even oceans to flow through the wilderness." Hallelujah. The place of having that confident trust in the Lord is very significant to your spiritual progress. It's a personal thing. If you can find your place in that spot where your whole life is built on the word of God, to the point that there's nothing else underneath. It's just like laying the foundation of a building. You will be in a very safe place. Because even when you trust the Lord for something and it doesn't happen, you are not moved. But what I find is that many times it's easy to believe God temporarily. And when there are storms and Peter finds that he's about to sink, the apostle himself becomes afraid. You know, one day I was talking to Pastor Ayo, he came around here. So we were seeing him off, my wife and I. And he said, "Benga, I want you to buy this Venza." You know Venza now, in the days of Venza. I don't think Venza is the in thing now. So, but in those days, he drove the Venza and said, "Benga, do you like this car?" I said, "Come and buy it." I said, "Pastor, I'm looking for money for church." He now said to me, "Benga, when you guys were going to come here, how much did you pay?" I said, $7 million. "How many members were in this church?" I said, "Less than 50. Pay $7 million. He said, "Did you have faith for it?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Why don't you have faith for your own prosperity? Why is it only when it has to do with the things of God that your faith is high?" He will do it. Anyhow, he will do it. Then they said, "Okay, come and buy Venza." He said, No. "Well, what do I need Venza for?" "What do you not need Venza for? Is it this poverty mentality? You expect that girl to marry you?" You know, he was just trying to raise my faith. That it is the same faith you need to believe God for a property like this. That, somebody say amen. For a 50 million, alert. I can pay for a 2+ on the other. You know, it's the same faith you need. Say, God will do it. Because you know it's God's work. God will do it. God cannot fail. God cannot fail. Okay. There's a property at Osborne Foreshore. We just feel you might be interested. Saying, we are not really looking in that direction. Because you think it is vanity for you to want those things. But what did Jesus say? He said, "Fear not, little children. Say, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." If God is willing to give you his territory as a joint heir, as a co-heir, you can't get there. If your poverty mentality will not let you take that one and will not let you take this one. So the subject of confident trust in the word of the Lord is so important, because the moment you lay the foundation of your life and put God on it, it is not only your spiritual life that God will be attending to. That's why you can see some pastors say, "I don't pray for money." It's not because they don't need money. I won't call the name of the man of God, but one of my mentors spoke about one of them. He said, "Well, I don't pray for money. And the man of God told me, "Sir, I checked that he has access to one of his accounts in excess of 500 million. So when he said, I don't pray, you say, "Hallelujah." He has one of the accounts, has 500 million. And inside that 500 million, he uses about maybe 30 million or 90 million to pay for scholarship for undergraduates. Did you hear what I just said? He uses like 30 million every year or 90 million, something like that, to pay for student scholarship, undergraduate, in a university I will not mention. So he said, I cannot be part. You think it's not his declaration of faith. It's just the way it is. Because he now knows that every time God commits more to you, it is because he will require more. So when people are making declarations like that, ask them, sir, what are you doing that you are not telling us? Do you understand what I'm saying? Ask them, sir, we have heard that part. What are you doing? Those 90 million allocation per session every year for students who get 2-1 and above in a particular school, does he know their parents? Does he know their parents? I heard the story a few days ago about a pastor who was in a particular town, and while he was walking on the street, he saw a new youth corps member who dropped from the bus, and the lady asked him, please, I'm looking for so-so school, you know. And he said, oh, come, took her there. Then he asked her, are you new? He said, yes. Do you have anywhere? He said, okay, come and stay in my compound. Gave her a house. Then the lady was applying for jobs, you know, interviews. The pastor didn't have enough. He would still give her money. Go for the interview. Go and, when you get there, eat. Was sustaining the girl until the girl was done with her NYC and left for Lagos. And they lost contact. Fast forward, many years after, that man of God was in one of our big churches here in Lagos. And the lady saw him and said, sorry, sir, are you Pastor Garuba? He said, yes. Don't you know me, sir? I can't remember his name. I was the lady who used to give transport fare, that you accommodated, that you helped. Oh, you are so big now. Sir, are you married now? I say, yes. What about your children? Ah, we bless God, though. Two of them are just getting into university. Oh, we school. You know, our Premier University and Obawon University. OAU, Ibadan. I say, no, sir. That school is not, you know, they're always having to strike and all of that. The lady, first of all, bought a brand new Jeep for that man. Moved all the children out of UNN, UNILAG, sent them to Covenant. Paid for their tuition till graduation. I cannot be poor. No, it's the understanding you need to get. Why a man will say that? You don't hear what he said. The understanding of God's faithfulness that made him do what he did is what you should understand. So it's not money that makes you become like that. You would have been training yourself. Money will only amplify what you have become. So when he says, faith is he who has called us, that means that he looked at you, saw an opportunity in you, let me help this one. And then he began to invest in you. God began to invest in you. And you started responding. That means there is a caller and there is a called. My daughter, from today, Monday and Tuesdays, I want you to spend time sharing the gospel with people. The moment you say, yes, sir, you have accepted the calling. The calling there could be described as instructions. Could be described as opportunities to be a blessing. Because when people tell you, I cannot be stranded, it is not necessarily a Yoruba proclamation of faith. You know, Yoruba people are very positive. They are, my God, you know, I know the God I'm serving. You better wake up from that sleep. Because Shango is dead. And Odudua, we don't know where he is. And what's the name of the other idol? Obatala, maybe we come tomorrow. But we don't really know where all these gods are. So you better wake up from your slumber and stop saying, I know the God I'm serving. I know. You better wake up and ask, what is the requirement for this thing to work? When Job was afflicted, you see, if you are someone who thinks of yourself, you really don't have anywhere you are going with God. If you are a self-thinker, you are a self-centered person, we know where you are going. It's that place where you already are. You know, so I'm trying to tell you something that when God says, faith is the word has called you, he said the word called here is in past tense, which means that you already responded to the summon. Oh, you already what? Responded to this. He said, faith is he that called you. Who also, you've responded. He called you and you answered. When I got to Lagos, I had to squat with people. And don't ask me to describe where I've lived. I've lived in many powerful places. Very strange places. Places that not even worthy for a man of God to live. But that was the best. There were people calling me and saying, man of God, we hear you in Lagos. But I was living in a place where you must not open your eyes when you are in the bedroom. Because you will run out. I'm not joking. But it was Unity Secondary School that prepared me for that experience. Because there are certain places, if you don't go to a government school, boarding school, you cannot survive in some places like Masha or Kilo. If you know. I'm not joking. Because when I enter the bedroom, I just use my leg. This is the bucket. There is no light in that bedroom for deliberate, for specific reasons. Just know where the soap and whatever is. Brush before you enter. And then just brruh, brruh, brruh. Because if you put a torch there and see the things on the floor, you will come out. You will run out. Hallelujah. So some of you are at that level. We have been there. So it's not a problem. You see me like this. Don't let anybody deceive you that this way they have always been. We all grew. We all developed. We all grew to this point. And you will also grow. Don't let anybody make you feel like they've always got it all sorted out. We all grew. We all took steps. There was a time we had to check. I've checked 2 hours to go to church. I've checked 3 hours to go to church because I just wanted to be in church. So I don't understand when I say they can't be in church. I was checking 3 hours at the age of 10 to go to church. Going, no, not going, coming. Going alone. And when I'm coming, I buy reke. You may not know where reke is. In the north, we buy sugar cane. We'll not be eating because we need strength to go back. And when I get home, nobody missed me. That was the painful thing. Nobody missed me. Where are you? Welcome. I don't. What? But the result is showing. It's showing. When I got to Lagos, I lived with people. Somebody even victimized me, talked down on me, even though I had a job paying me $196,000. The person talked down on me. And I asked myself, so what if I was living with you and I didn't have a job? Do you understand? You think people look down on you because you don't have anything. There are some people that specialize in looking down even when you have something. This is not even a lady. This is a guy, a fellow brother. But you suck it up. And the day I decided that I've had enough, I went to rent one room in one place thinking I'm finally a big man. That night rain fell in Aja, swept the house. And I woke up, I saw my house in the midst of water. And I saw crocodiles. I'm not joking. There are some big reptilian. You see their tails just doing like this. Very big ones. In that same house, I slept on Saturday. And I left my back door open. And I woke up and there was a snake standing over my head like this. I just closed the door. I could have been beaten. But faithful. Faithful. You see, you may not know. You may think you woke up at the right time. You didn't wake up. God already protected you. How can a green snake be standing like this over your head? And you just, you know, the room is so small like this. And it didn't need to move to go for me. Those things you think were coincidences were the faithfulness of God. They are not coincidences. There are no coincidences in the kingdom. It's the faithfulness. So God feels upset every time you think he abandoned you. Because God has a list of how he has been watching over you. Watching over his word, over your life. God is upset when you don't trust him. Because before you knew yourself, he's been watching over you. He's upset. It's a personal issue. Because the issue of faithfulness and covenant are personal issues. So when I started working, it made a lot of sense to allow people come and live with me. Because I've been there. It made a lot of sense for us to rent a 3-bedroom flat at Ogudu and say people should come and live there. How many churches do you know at 4 years are renting 3-bedroom flat and say people should go and live there? People are looking for money. We are paid. Go and ask in Ogudu how much a 3-bedroom flat is. Because it is one thing for God to beckon to you. Every time, David, Every time God says, come, then you stretch your hands. Eh? If there must be a level of force to pull. That force is not God. It's your own response. Everything you will have to walk away from. Everything you will have to choose afresh. The relationships you will have to let go. The new relationships you will have to forge. The kind of person you need to become to accept to be the one that is referred to as the called. God says, my word will not return to me now until it has accomplished the intention, the purpose for which I have sent it into your life. And God says, the place we need to start from is for you to first of all remember that this whole idea started with him. And that you are part of the project. And God never has abandoned projects. And that you should take that to the bank and rest in the Lord, knowing that there is nothing he will start and he will abandon as long as you stay with him. So it's a word of assurance for you. Don't let your past creeping up like it wants to catch up with you. And so what? You did an abortion? Okay, and so what? Who are you? Satan? Ex-boyfriend? Second ex-boyfriend? The person that did the abortion is dead. He's dead. He said, what's the worst you can do? You take it to social media and then what? Okay, after then, what? The moment you bring sin to light, it's finished. Whether you are the one that brought it or the other wicked person, once you bring it, it's finished. You can be doing rubbish on the TV. When you go, your husband will see you and welcome you back. You see, it's love. I read it too. I didn't watch. I read it. God needs me to bring us love and encouragement because a lot of his children are discouraged. A lot of his children feel like maybe God abandoned them. God said, I will abandon you. God said, I will give Sheba. I will give nations for you. You don't understand that one. A nation that has 5 million, 10 million people. God will allow that nation to perish and keep you. That's the meaning. And it's not murder. If God does it, it's not murder. God, you see, if you don't understand this issue of the faithfulness of God, you won't be able to embrace him fully. You'll be embracing with one hand in case he wants to sink. You hold David's hand. That thing actually hurts. Especially when it's just like you give yourself to a relationship and you are putting your best. The other person is hiding something. And then you now find out. Say, this is the old account I have. Meanwhile, you open our account to Unity Bank. Say, Unity. We are united. Unity. Or one customer bank. He opens an account there. And he's telling you, this GT card. Take the ATM card. But there's no money there. Sterling, you put the money there and it tells you, Monica, this is the only account. But he has Unity because nobody even thinks of Unity Bank in Nigeria. So you won't do your search to that area. But he's keeping money there. Then you now find out one day your alert came in, say, 300 million. Say, what? This guy told me he's broke. I'm going to ensure he's broke now. You now log into his app and move the thing. God does not want your embrace of him to rest on anything than your understanding of who he is. That when you know that, he brought me this far. Can you imagine someone like, I was saying to somebody yesterday as a roundup. Because today is just a day of assurance. This service is about assurance. Don't let anybody tell you rubbish. You're a prostitute. Leave it for my God. Used to be a TV, I know. Let my God determine my sentence. It's not you. You don't even know where you are going. Just leave my own God. I told somebody yesterday, I said, you see this scar on my neck? I said it was a surgery on my voice box, which means that I could have been like this and I won't be able to talk. I said, that fine boy, but he can't talk. So you must really love me to want to be doing like this with me because nobody's got that time. Got to make money. So while I was in that theater and they wheeled me in and out 4 or 5 times because they said there was still residue of the growth in my voice box, on my voice box. And they gave my mom a bucket to be crying inside. Literal bucket. Madam, just be crying inside. Because there was no way to console her. She thought once they cut the neck, you had, it's just like film, you die. So when I came out, she wanted to, like, can he talk? Do I have a dumb child? Even my wife then will need to hear God to tag along with me. It's going to be the voice. It will really be God. You know? You really need to be someone that hears God to say, yes, this is who God said I should marry. But while I didn't even know how to pray for myself, and I worsened my condition that period by swallowing 10 kobo. Some of you don't know what 10 kobo is. 10 kobo can buy you puff puff. Madam. Sugar cane. You will buy food under the tree in Command Secondary. I was attending Command Children's School then. People don't know we'll be around. Command Children's School in Ebauchi. Under the tree, the women will stay there, will buy rice, buy beans, ireke, puff puff. 20 kobo, you are fine. I now swallow the money. Because there was queue. I swallowed, I was playing, I swallowed. It is good. They rushed me to the hospital. Now, there is a growth here. I now added 20 kobo to what the devil was doing. Do you know, in spite of all of that, when everybody was crying and running up and down, God was saying, this one, I'm going to use this one, I cannot die. God's verdict on you today, why God looks like he's showing himself, it's not because of today. There is an intention in the future that he has proposed that will be with you. So the defense is not about you today. It's about tomorrow that he has seen. I need his voice. So while they were crying, he was watching over it. But he left his car to remind me. He left his car. Come on, say God is faithful. He's faithful over me. He's faithful to me. Hallelujah. Listen to me. If I can get you to live here without assurance, I would have done a good job. But God says, this lack of trust, building your life on God and other things, actually hurts him. Because those other things, they didn't defend you when you were sleeping. Those other things didn't come through for you. When it almost looked like you were going to be put to shame, you didn't have no cover, you didn't have anybody you could call, you looked at your phone, you couldn't even get three people that could give you 20,000 without praying. You've never been there. People look at it, they say you have money, but between you and your maker, you know there is nothing. Somebody, why crying and somebody still can say, I beg, I feel get 5K. Are you people all normal? Are you all right? Are you normal? You don't even call this number again. People are still thinking you have. They still call you. Meanwhile, you just finished crying. Now, why is your life like this? And God said, I should bring you that word of assurance that it was the one who called you. Say, faith is he who has called you. Who also will do it. And then he left us with one final charge. And this is where I will rest the matter. This is actually the place where we should begin to pray. In the last verse, 25. What did he say? After he talked about the calling of God, he said, faith is who has called, who also will do it. Verse 25, quickly. He said, brethren, pray for us. This is where the matter is. Because many times, even though we know what God has said, even though we believe what he has said, but our faith is not holding us so tightly. We feel discouraged. And we feel that we can't hold on for one more day. And Paul said, when we get into that phase, there's something we need to pray for each other. Say, pray for us. In case you don't know the man saying, pray for us, that's the Apostle Paul. That's the guy who got picked from his rebellion and made him the writer and the author of most of the books in New Testament. And he got to a point like, say, my children, I know I'm your pastor, but please, pray for me. Pray for us that the word of God might have free course. There are certain levels of your journey, no matter what you know, no matter what you hear, you will need help. You will need people to cover you. And today in 1 minute, we are going to pray for each other. Rise to your feet. They pray for us. Pray for us. Oh, find a partner. Hold somebody by your hand. Find a partner. Say, pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us. I want you to prophesy and declare that the plans of God over the life of your sister, the plan of God over the life of your brother, will find expression. Will find fulfillment. There will be no aborted plans. The will of God is established in the name of Jesus. The will of God is established in the name of Jesus. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Receive strength for your brother. Receive strength for your sister. We rebuke every spirit of depression. We rebuke every...